Community Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and also by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Community Connection this morning, and Elizabeth Thrash in from St. John's. She is their new Director of Development. I'm not sure exactly how new, but first of all, good morning, Elizabeth. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Charlie.
It's a great day to have somebody in to talk from St. John's. How long have you been in the job?
Actually, this position started in last May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longer than I thought, but this is the first time we've had a chance to talk about it.
Right, yeah.
And well, good. Thank you very much for coming in. And St. John's, a big part of the educational community here in the area. I know you serve more than Bartlesville Dewey. People do come from quite a range just because of what private schools do.
Right. Actually, the St. John's Catholic School has been educating since 1912.
Wow, that's a long...
That's a long time. And we do have students from Rogers, Osage, Nowata counties that come to our school. We have about 130 students. Our average class size is about 13, mm-hmm. So we have a low ratio there. And we provide education for pre-K three-year-olds all the way up through eighth grade.
Okay, so that's kids, if we keep doing this, what they've done since in our lifetime, they'll start getting kids in school when they're 8 months old or something in another 20 years. I don't know.
Sure. Actually, even the three-year-olds are just totally amazing and how they build respect for each other. That's another thing that we emphasize at St. John's is to interact with the different generations. The older students will assist the younger ones and in different activities and during the day. So it tends to be a family environment as well.
Yeah, sometimes I think the younger kids really get to see what goes on with the older kids. Although there's still that idea that they are so big. I'm not sure I want to spend a lot of time around them. You know?
Yeah, they are so tall, and those little ones are so little. But it's a great environment. We are faith-based education. However, we take all faiths, no faiths. The thing about it is we want to set that great foundation for our students and our leaders, our future leaders.
Yeah, that's so important. And regardless of private, parochial, public, the education process goes on. You just talked about some of the key things about your particular school that make it special.
Yes, we're really excited this year. We have started a formal dyslexia program where we try to provide the therapy that these students need for dyslexia learners. So we actually start out in the kindergarten level of testing, and we also work with parents and the teachers to determine those students, the older students that may need that type of therapy. And it's been very popular, and we are able to reach many students. This year, we have one full-time therapist and we have a part-time therapist. We're certified through, it's called Take Flight, okay. And it's developed by the Scottish Rite Hospital. So, but we're really excited because, unfortunately, at the state level, there are not the funds and curriculum for public education to provide this type of dyslexia therapy. So therefore, either parents or like in our case, we just committed to start this program.
Well, and I think we think of dyslexia as something that only happens for a short time. Kids will grow out of it or something. And
no.
I know that's the perception. That may or may not be true, but that's what the perception is. You know?
Right. Yeah. Actually, it can be found throughout multiple generations mm-hmm. of families. And it is... it's a lifelong.
Yeah.
It's but to get the therapy of how to manage that, and another thing, misnomer is the fact that a lot of people think it's something having to do with your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
if you have better glasses, you can do fine.
Yeah. But it is a multi-sensory type situation. And what I mean by that is it takes all your senses to coordinate with your brain in order to be able to read. And obviously there are different levels. And so fortunately we are getting some of the students that are at risk, okay, versus those that really need full-time concentrated therapy.
And that's something that St. John has really kind of picked up as a specialized mission over the last, I don't know, decade or so.
Yes. Well, we started last year informally, but this year is the first year of the formal program itself.
Okay. So and I'm sure the word is spreading already.
Oh, yes. actually, we have had new students recently to hear about the program. Their parents committed to, like I said, some of our students, even for the dyslexia program, they committed to come to Bartlesville from Nowata, from Collinsville, from Osage County, to bring their children to St. John's.
Diagnosis, I know that moms and dads are looking at more things now maybe than we did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, but the diagnosis frequently still comes from classroom behavior someplace else, right?
Right, and another thing, the big part of this is any of us at whatever age, if we're having difficulty, we lose self-confidence, and a child might be a little bit more disruptive. We've had one parent to say since their child's been going to the therapy, it's actually relieved their whole family of a lot of stress. Just think about a child trying to get up and get ready to go to school in the morning, having difficulty reading, you know, just normal activities. And so it's very stressful for the family as well as the student. So it builds a lot of self-confidence, a lot of positivity with the family.
It makes sense that one problem multiplies itself in a child's life. That, you mentioned the problem at school becomes a problem at home.
Right. I've even talked to adults here recently that they wish they had known that they had dyslexia because, well, lack of self-confidence, they had a troubled life,
mm-hmm.
period.
Yeah.
They're doing well now, but, you know.
Many of us, if not most of us, have developed some coping mechanisms somewhere along the line that when we're reading, that we just fill in the hole in context. We know what the word must be, even though we're not reading it right or something.
Yeah. Right. And some of those therapy types of therapy might lend to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a Take Flight uses the whole multisensory coordination, okay?
Okay.
It's much more in depth.
Well, it sounds like it's a good program to have, and it's nice to have in a school locally, and I'm glad that St. John's has picked up the mission. One of the reasons we're talking about all this is you got an event coming up, and we'll talk about the particulars on that gala and learn a little bit more about what's going on at St. John's when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning with Development Director for St. John's Catholic School, Elizabeth Thresh, and for people that are just joining us, so we've been talking about really a new mission that St. John's School picked up over the past couple of years, particularly serving students with dyslexia and a therapy program there to get them, I'm not sure I can say back on track, but onto the track so that they can go ahead and deal with that, that what could be a lifetime problem if it's not dealt with right.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And we're really fortunate, and the one way that we can make all these kinds of things happen is, of course, fundraisers and our great community sponsors and so forth. So St. John's Catholic School is having our annual gala on February 2nd. It will be at the school. Okay. It is quite a big event, so it's something to, shake off the winter blues.
Or get ready for Super Bowl the next day. I don't care.
Well, there you go. Whatever works. Yeah. But it's going to be an evening of fun and food and fundraising. Starts out with a reception, which has games. No silent auction, okay. But we have fun games to spin the wheel, some great prizes, chances to win great prizes. Also, we have a really interesting live auction. We call it Big Board, where it's fast-paced. You are bidding, and multiple items are being bid on it all at the same time.
That could get either real fun or real confusing real fast.
Yeah, right. So, of course, the reception is going to have appetizer, cash bar, and actually we're providing a complimentary wine and beer with that reception.
Okay.
So that'll be fun, and we're excited. We are going to have students welcoming you to the event.
Okay.
And we're excited about that. And then it goes on into the dinner. And so we're going to have a dinner. And then, of course, a live auction.
It seems as though, if particularly, and you mentioned who's going to be there to take care of that, and if that guy's there, you're going to have a good auction.
Yeah, actually, our MC is Mike Wild and the legendary auctioneer Roger Skelly. So that's got to be a fun time.
If you are not there to bid, then you might as well leave the room, because he's going to find you someplace somewhere.
Oh, yes. But we have a lot of opportunities, some really great prizes. In fact, we have a game that we call Golden Ticket,
okay.
Where you can buy a Hershey candy bar, and one of those candy bars has a golden ticket for $1,500 that you can apply to a live auction item.
Wow.
I know. So you have a chance.
Gee. And so the idea is get some candy bars and open them up to see if you're the Willy Wonka, so to speak.
Yeah. So that's a great opportunity for those that think that they can't afford to do a live auction item. And some of those...
A bonus $1,500 could take you a long ways.
Yeah. And some of our live auction items are like Oklahoma Luxury Cabin, Lake House Getaway, a guided fishing trip. We actually have a one-week stay in Las Vegas at a condo.
You need the $1,500 there too, I guess.
Yeah. And one fun live item is we have a garden makeover. So our students will come in, freshen up, do spring cleaning in your yard, but we also have, part of it is patio furniture donated, mulch, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. Gift certificates at some of our nurseries around town. So it's that's a great fun type item to get.
Yeah, just boosted the curb appeal, or at least the backyard appeal, depending on whether the garden's in the front or the back, of your home. That's something that could add a lot of value to your home.
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing about our students. We really get our students out into the community to serving at food pantries, some of our nonprofits, because we want them to get that background of serving for others.
I'm sure it's not new, but I've noticed it. I've seen it more or less, short time, I guess. Maybe I'm just in the right place at the right time.
Well, one of the things, it's just been a real initiative the last few years. Mm-hmm. To partner with community nonprofits and businesses, and it develops our students in different ways, maybe in ways of future vocations or whatever, but at the same time where our students are serving the community.
Well, that's great. And now you're building the next generation of nonprofit leaders or people who will give to the nonprofits either way.
Right. And along with this annual gala, we actually have an online opportunity for you.
Oh, okay.
It is online raffle. Mm-hmm. And actually, it is the opportunity to pick your choice out of three getaways. One is Lake Tahoe, one is San Francisco and Sonoma, and the other one is to explore Key West. So a ticket is $10 or six tickets are $50. And again, you can go online at our St. John Catholic School website under annual gala and actually purchase your ticket there, your chance.
So let's see, the website is sjcs-ok.org.
Yes.
St. John Catholic School-ok.org and then annual gala.
Right, right. Or, you know, like me, I don't remember all of this.
That's so
I just Google St. John's, Oklahoma, and guess what pops up first?
Of course it would.
Yeah. And so this raffle is just a good way, a chance to support the school, win a fabulous trip, and you don't have to attend. The ticket will be drawn at the gala. Mm-hmm. It's just a great opportunity. So, really great trips.
Oh, yeah. But you don't have to be present to win.
No, no, not at all.
Although
so
if you are present, you're an extra special winner because you're at the event.
That's right. Also, you know, we always have to thank our sponsors for mm-hmm. this gala.
Wouldn't do it any other way.
Yeah. And so we're really fortunate to have some, you know, our community is just great for sponsorships and supporting especially nonprofits. And we have some, we want to thank Keller Architects, Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance, P66, and then we have some individuals, you know, the individuals in this community are just great supporters. Mm-hmm. John Mim, John and Marilyn Hawk, Senator Julie and Charlie Daniels, Dennis and Debbie Halpin, Mark and Debbie Haskell, and these are only a few.
Okay. Well, again, stop by the website. I'm sure they're all listed there for you. You can look down the list of who the sponsors are. And it probably isn't too late to become a sponsor.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Of course, you know, we'll always take money, right?
I think, if show me somebody that doesn't, and I'll say they're not running a very good program.
Yes. Actually, on the same website, you can go on and see all of the sponsor levels, or you can just donate, or you can buy tickets. It has all the information online. And you will see under each sponsorship how many guests comes with that sponsorship, you know, and the type of marketing you can get with that sponsorship.
Well, that's a great deal. It's how long has the school been doing the gala? I've just been going on for a few years, but
about
I really
haven't. 18 years.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah. So it's a good while. This year we're under some transitions of, we have some fabulous co-chairs, parents. They've just been amazing. And we have some really amazing, talented volunteers, a really big group that we definitely want to thank. And we want to thank Father John O'Neill just to be, just if nothing else, being a sounding board for us.
I want to turn the word sound around. I understand his band's playing.
Yes, he is. Yes, it is. Father John does have his own band. And the band is playing. We will have after dinner and live auction. You can dance to whatever hour.
Wow! So, right there under the watchful eye of Father John. That's great.
That's right. That's right.
Tickets are available. You mentioned you can buy the tickets on the website. Are there other places people can pick up tickets?
Yes, at the school, and basically also on the website, it has phone numbers. You can always call the school, which is 918-336-0603.
Okay, so get your tickets and mark the date in your phone, put it on your appointment calendar, draw a big red circle on the calendar on the wall. It is Saturday, the February 2nd, day before Super Bowl, so go out and celebrate the night away and support the great cause, St. John Catholic School, and remember their mission in dyslexia. It's important to part of what they do, but of course, educating the kids is what it's all about.
Right, and you know, in developing our faculty and supporting them as well, and our staff.
Okay. Elizabeth, thank you very much for coming in this morning, and we'll talk to you again real soon when it comes to what's going on at St. John. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A double murder.